to say, yes, sir. And then the Bible goes on to say, hey, if you are obedient, you are calling the Bible, Alaba Shake Bredo Sokodo. Hey! Hallelujah! Ah, no, let's do this thing. Give me 1 Peter chapter 3. I feel the anointing to teach this thing.
The light, if the light goes on, it's not enough. It's not enough for the light to go on. The Bible says the light shines. It shines. No, my light will not just go on. No, my light will not just go on. It's not enough that you cleared. You have to be excellent. Your light, no. It's not enough that you feel before. And he has put all things under his sight, at arm's length. Where has he put them? Somebody shout, it's under my feet.
How can one separate from the voice of God from their own thoughts? In other words, how can you tell that it's God talking to you and it's not just your thoughts?
One of the ways
is when you are thinking, you don't say, oh, let me now think. And you think it's a thought. Then you say, wow, I just thought. It happens on a day-to-day basis. But when God normally communicates a thought, you even say, was that me? Some people normally say, something told me. So there's a nice book I did titled Decoding Destiny that you should read. So for me, primarily in very simple language, that's how I distinguish. Normally, a thought from God is quite, sometimes can be quite distinguishable, because it makes me, you even say, was that me? I saw some people, when they look back, they say, something told me. You see, I have a friend who wants to speak in tongues. How do I help her? Because she believes it only happens when God wants to. Okay, now this is very cardinal, because what the Bible says, a lot of people don't read the Bible correctly when it comes to speaking in tongues. I want you to listen to this. The Bible says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. And one sat upon each of them. And listen to this. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. So, the Bible doesn't say the Spirit of God was making their mouth move up and down. The Bible says he gave them utterance. He gave them utterance. Sometimes giving utterance is like showing you what to read. It doesn't mean I'm the one who's flipping your mouth. If I show you what to read, like showing you what to read. When I show you what to read, I'm not the one giving you utterance. I mean, I'm the one who's giving you utterance, but I'm not the one who's flipping your mouth. You read and then you will to speak. So normally what happens when speaking in tongues is you receive the gift and you receive the feeling, but you're not confident, because what you think is that God will make your mouth, like he will puppet your mouth. Have you seen what ventriloquists do? So a ventriloquist will get a puppet and will make his mouth look like it's not talking like this. And then he will put his hand in the mouth. So just Google ventriloquist and see what the ventriloquists do. They puppet a puppet, and they speak through it. That's not how God does it. God is not a ventriloquist. He gives utterance, then you speak. So, a lot of people, because they are waiting for like God to come and like do their mouth, then they're like, you're speaking in tongues. And then as the Holy Spirit is like making them tongue deaf, like this, like, oh, Mama, Emmanuel, I can speak in tongues. No, I can speak. No, look, guys, no, I can speak in tongues. Like, whilst God is making your tongue flap, flap, flip, flap, then you can also tell your friends, come see. Come and see. Come and see. It doesn't work like that. So he'll give you utterance. He'll inspire utterance in you. But you need to take a step of faith and begin releasing those words. You see, let me tell you this. This is also how it works if you want to increase your vocabulary in the spirit. Because some of you, you only have one tongue that you speak. But you're forgetting that the same faith that you used when you began is the same one that you used to grow your language in the spirit. It's not a gift. You can grow your language in the spirit. You can grow your vocabulary. Because some people, it's just Shakala Baba. You find the guy 1 month later, oh, Shakala Baba. You find the guy 1 month later, Shakala Baba. You find the guy 1 year later, Shakala Baba. So, you know, it's the Bible says, do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, he's talking to believers. That means being filled with the Spirit is a consistent, it's not a destination, it's a journey. You will need to always have an encounter. And I always do that when I'm in the shower. I just open myself up and I can sense new tongues are coming. Yes, I'm in animals. You can feel it. It's welling up in your spirit because you see the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you. So he'll constantly give you utterance. He'll constantly give you utterance. Then you pick the words and you begin to use them. See that? So it's not him who speaks the tongues. It's you. Let me show you another scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I'm going to read verse 14. The Bible says, if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Let me explain that. The NLT puts it this way. The NLT says, if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I'm saying. There are different kinds of tongues. There are tongues which are, now I'm losing my way. But here's what I wanted to say, because I'm going to get into different kinds of tongues, but that's not what I want to get into. He says, for if I pray in tongues, my spirit is praying, but I don't understand what I'm saying. Let me make a conclusion here quickly. That it's not a must that you must understand what you are saying. Someone says, oh no, but the people in Acts chapter 2, they said when they were praying, other people were understanding. Number one, it was other people that were understanding. It was not them. I'm sure even them, they were like, oh wow, okay. So that's what we are saying. That's powerful. But they themselves, the Bible doesn't say they were understanding what they were saying. See, they were not understanding what they were saying. So you need to know that it's not mandatory that when you are speaking in tongues, then you must understand what you are saying. Tongues were not designed absolutely to be understood. So remember that what he is saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 14, is that when I speak in tongues, my spirit prays. It's a language. You see, the language of the spirit can get a little complex. I remember early this morning, I had an encounter, I had a dream. And in that dream, God walked up to me. I was in the studio and I was recording a song. And then I saw God just came in the ceiling and he came down, he sat down. So the moment that God came in, he then asked me a question. And the question he asked me was, why? Now, when God said, why, I understood everything he was saying. Like it was a sentence That why was for a particular issue. Let's imagine that maybe that particular issue was a case issue, and the case issue was, why didn't you, and that issue was, why didn't you go to court at 9 hours with Natasha, and why didn't you collect your robe? It's like, when God asked me why, that question had detail in it. Yet it was just why. And then my answer to God was, but I was not wrong. In fact, my answer was, but was I wrong? But in the phrase, but was I wrong? It's like, I also explained a whole lot to him from where the problem started to where it ended. So the point I make is, the language of the Spirit may not be the way we expect conversations to be. It's a little complex. And sometimes when you're talking to God and the Spirit of God, your understanding may not comprehend, not because you are dull, but maybe there is a whole civilization, Karisile Teleko Faratai, because there's a whole civilization that your spirit has been exposed to that your mind has not yet learned. It's like being given a whole language of Tonga in your heart, but you have not learned it in your mind. You just have these words bubbling up. But one of the reasons is because there are mysteries. Because what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14, verse 1. Maybe let me read verse 2. It says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. For no one understands him." Are you seeing that? Not even himself. So there are different kinds of tongues. There are tongues which are a gift. Okay? The Bible talks about the gift of diversities of tongues. That's the one that normally has someone who's able to understand. But then there are tongues which, when you speak, no one will understand you. And the Bible shows us that. So don't say, "Hey, they're just speaking tongues, no one understands." What do you mean? Who do you want to understand? And some things should not be understood. See, but he says, "He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God, for no one understands him." But I like this part. It says, "However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries." There could be mysteries about your destiny. There could be mysteries about your family. There could be mysteries about your afterlife. There could be mysteries about your unborn children. Secrets that maybe they have to be released in the earth realm. But the only way they could be released is in a secret, so that they are not exposed to attack. Sometimes it's like that. So it's important to pray in tongues. Some of you need to just have a moment where you are praying in tongues. 1 hour, 30 minutes, when you are bathing, when you are walking. After all, it's mysteries. It's not like when you are walking and you say, "Father, you know I love that girl, but she said no." Then you are thinking, "Ah, people are going to menamo me." No, this time is, even if, mysteries. Mysteries. I remember there was one time, "Ela kura ki de levante lesia kashka." Woo! Glory to God. Let me tell you this. There's one time when I was at Unza. And when I was at Unza, by the way, that's not the only reason you speak in tongues. There are many mysteries. There was this one time when I was you know, my CA was just not making sense. And I'm thinking, I don't deserve this. How am I going to be a lawyer? So I was a bit discouraged. And I went to my room. And then Apostle Fred came to see me. Now, Apostle Fred was doing very well. Extremely well. Because his CAs were in the 80s, 90s. I'm thinking, this guy, he doesn't even study as much as I do. So we were walking, and as we were walking, I escorted him. He looked so happy, was sharing with me, you know how he's doing fine, how it's by the grace of God. And me, I'm thinking, okay. So we reached the bus station, and I began to walk back. As I was walking back, I felt like I had an option between praying and complaining. You can complain to God and pray to God. So I decided, let me pray. But then, you see, sometimes even if I pray, I don't even understand what I need. So I began to pray in tongues. I was walking, and I remember I was wearing that sweater I call the mantle. I was walking from the bus station to Africa 4. Mati kesuna matalia shideferiki sindelebeke toria kadaska. I was just praying and I didn't care because, hey, I'm the one who's not getting the grace that I want. So why should I be afraid of some chick somewhere I've seen in the street? I don't even know her. I just went for them, just softly, but I didn't freak anybody out. Montekele paraka sonteleke paria katiska. Easy, bro. Then, you see, as I began to walk, I noticed that there was a new utterance in my spirit. This is not on the street. I noticed there was a fresh utterance in my spirit. I picked it. CDB akonti leba kriata skola frania nahana. And you know, sometimes it comes with a laughter sometimes. It comes with a laughter. And when that laughter comes, don't hold it. Those are outbursts of victory. No. They are, it's still part of the prayer. Sometimes they come with a smile. Sometimes they come with a cry. You know, sometimes they come with a sigh where you just say, oh. You see, this is why I'm telling you, there are mysteries. They are languages of the spirit. So when I noticed there were fresh tongues in my spirit, I picked them up. Now, let me tell you this. The moment that your mind tells you, are you not sure you're making things up? That's when now they are real. Because how does your mind know that the ones that you spoke before, they are the real ones? You can't tell. Because what is esguidi? Your mind has not debated in a wow when you say it's greedy. Now that you are saying gadusbis, why is your mind bringing an argument? Ask it. How about the other ones I've been saying the whole time? Tani kelos aninini. Hallelujah. So, you know, I sense these fresh tongues. I sense these fresh tongues. And I remember I was going closer to my room. So there were a lot of people. I just said, ha ha. And I'm just going. And you know, sometimes you can feel like you're about to break into something. So you shut your eyes. And if you are feeling ikita, ikita, ta, 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 you know, there's an excitement in your spirit. Or a laughter. You know, and you're just yielding. It's called yielding. Yielding. You see. This is why you need to marry the right person. Because imagine you are in your room alone and your husband does not believe in your yielding. And then now you yield. You are in trouble. You are in trouble. And they just say, because sometimes, you know, they feel so nice. You're just going, picky, picky. And you are demoing like that. Iki pipi nini nini. Skata. Skata. Shana na na na. Sune nini nini. Abrrr. Abra. Abrrr. You know. And to you it's making sense. Naikutwala. It's like a river. Because it's like a river. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers. And you see, remember what my friend was saying. When you are deep in the river, you have no control over the current. So sometimes you just yield and you're just going, akato tati, sipitititipi, sipapapa. And your husband just hears, sipapapa. What is this girl now? Drunk on the Holy Ghost? Sometimes it just goes like that. Ah, Jesus! Shaka, 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 shaka. And those are vivid. So sometimes you feel the leading like that, and you know it begins. There's a certain dimension you reach when you are praying in tongues. Where? When you're starting, it feels like you're doing it in the flesh. Because you're just, you know, paradosakaba. You are looking for the current. You know, sometimes the Spirit of God is like a river. And he's a river that flows. So you are like looking for the current. You are looking for the part where the waters are deep and they will take you in. Then on Zigidi, it feels something. You go back. There's something on Zigidi here. And then you discover that's why it's deep now. Ekutu sikilebara Zigidi. Mampo shalitetetelia Zigidi. Then you pick something there. And when you yield, you just find, you know, it keeps taking you deeper, deeper, deeper. You find 2 hours has gone. 2 hours has gone, you know. So you better marry the right woman. I remember there was one time, I've not lost my way. I'll finish the story. I remember there was one time when my mother was praying in the house. My mother was praying. But when she was praying, she began having groanings. Now, she had not been feeling well. She began having groanings. And my father was in the bedroom, right, with her. But you know these smaller houses where, like, an in-law, my mother's aunt, who had come over. Oh, she went to knock on the door. She was not an unbeliever. Iwe Catherine, wala ipaya, taule umfabuino. My father is like, just leave her. That's what she needs. Awe. So anyways, I began to sense these tongues. And I just picked them. I yielded. I picked them. You know, I picked them. I picked them. And then, all of a sudden, I felt like there's a current there. There's like a gold mine there. I yielded. And when I was done, then I heard in the spirit, things are not the way they seem. Things are the way they are written. And I knew that's what I was saying in other times. And I was so encouraged. I just knew I would make it. When the results came out, I even had an A. The B plus. I mean, I was doing great. And I was one of the few students who was quoted for the program that I wanted. Hallelujah. That's why Satan fights tongues a lot. It's a gift. Because I felt I'm not going to make it into law school. I was not going to be quoted. There were about 400 students who wanted to get into law school. My grades were some of not the best. And they, out of 400, they just wanted 50. So you see, there are these mechanisms that God uses to push us, to catapult us into our destiny. So you need to make a habit. There was one time that I was praying. I was rushing somewhere to preach. I think I just finished school there. And as I was rushing there to preach, I just began to pray in the spirit. Mara tule feredia shila paradia skilipende. I was just praying. And then I just prayed for a few minutes. And then I heard, you have dealt with 5 prayer points, which would have taken you days to finish in one tongue. I said, hey, I need to do a lot more of this tongue stuff, you know. So it's a blessing. And as we begin talking about the second dimension of the will of God, we will look at tongues, perhaps in a bit more detail as we begin looking at prayer. Praise God. So, the point I make then is that the Bible says, the one who speaks in tongues speaks mysteries unto God. Mysteries unto God. Mysteries unto God. I can give you testimony after testimony of how tongues changed my life. But that's not what I want to talk about. So, you see. But bottom line, when it comes to receiving tongues, the Spirit of God does not puppet your mouth. He gives you utterance. And when he gives you utterance, you choose what to do with that utterance. It's an exercise of faith. I remember I tried a lot to speak in tongues. It just didn't work because I spoke in tongues a bit late. You know, I spoke in tongues in that gap year after finishing school. Now, it may not be late for you, but I was born again young. I was born again when I was about 5 years old. I began to speak in other tongues when I was about 19. That's, for me, that was odd because where were you? Like, bros, where were you all this while? You know, I used to be too intelligent. For me, I used to overthink things like, you know. I used to overthink things. But you can't begin to overthink things that are of faith. So it's an act of faith. The Spirit of God, even now, some of you already speak in tongues. But you need to open your heart to the utterance of the Spirit, to fresh utterance of the Spirit. And for me, I do that almost every time I'm praying. So that you're not static spiritually. The flow and your submission to the flow of that river is a consistent journey. See, and you go deeper where you even don't have control. There's that song. I don't know if you've heard it. I have come to this place in my life. I'm full, but I'm not satisfied. This longing to have more of you. And I can feel it, my heart is convinced. I'm thirsty, my soul can be quenched. You already know this, but still, come do whatever you want to. I'm standing needy, but I'm out where I've never been. Well, I feel you coming, and I feel your voice on the wind. Would you come and, would you come and break down the walls that, and would you in let love come? Teach me who you are again. A long time I heard this song. Would you take me back to the place where my heart was only about you? And no, that one that was just to be with you. Come do whatever you want to. Now this is my favorite part. She says, further and further, my heart moves away from the shore. Whatever it looks like, whatever may come, I am yours. And further and further, my heart moves away from the shore. It's too high. Beautiful song, anyways. This girl was saying, I want to get deeper in God. And God is like an ocean. And further, I'm going into the ocean. Further and further, my heart is moving away from the shore. Then she says,
whatever it looks like, whatever may come, I'm yours. And then the chorus is like, the wave is crashing over her. She says, I've lost control, but I am free. Are you seeing that? Then she says, I'm going under. I am in over my head. Then she says, you crash over me like a wave. Then she says, I'm right where you want me to be. I'm going under. I'm in over my head. And then she says, whether I swim, whether I sink, it makes no difference when I'm in over my head. Beautiful song. Yeah, so that's about tongues. All right, let's get to the next question. You know what? Let's pray in tongues. This session is over. Who wants to speak some mysteries to God in the next few minutes? Mantele bereke doushkele parakada shaladakada. Barra dile fronde le periaka soundele brigadesh. Barra kabariaka doushkele brigadesh.